Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother. How you doing, brother?
All right. How you doing today?
Once again, another blessed day in the Lord. Thank God for Jesus and what he did for us. And
amen.
Thank God for another opportunity, amen, to give the word of God out and once again to provide some more pain and headache, insomnia, and
amen,
all that to the devil. So,
amen.
Praise be to God. Thank God for you, brother. For those
amen
of you listening, we are on What is Sin Part 2. My brother is going to come with the teaching of the word, and I will close it out with a closing prayer. So, without further ado, brother, take it away.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Lord God, I humbly come before your face, Lord God. Father, beseeching you, Lord Jesus, to touch every mind, every heart, every soul, every spirit, oh Lord God, that's tuned in to this radio broadcast this day, Lord God. Father, bless them, Lord God, with illumination, with light, with understanding, O Lord Jesus. And Father, we rebuke the enemy's power, Lord God, his hindering power, Lord God. We bind and cast, Lord God, the demonic network of Satan, O Lord Jesus, that they may not hinder the people, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. Send your angel, Lord God, Father, in their behalf to fight for them, Lord Jesus, to stand in the gap, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And I give you honor, praise, and glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're on the subject of sins, okay? Now, I told you something yesterday, okay? That was Thursday, right? I told you something, and I didn't give you the scriptures. So I got to give you the scriptures today, okay, for the things that I said, okay? When I was telling you about the unforgiveness, okay, the unforgiveness, the only thing that you can not be forgiven for, okay? Didn't give you the scriptures for those, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Well, the two things that you cannot be forgiven for, okay, is suicide. Suicide is one of those things, okay? Hallelujah. If you murder yourself, okay, that means you died in sin, okay? Okay? Do you understand that, okay? If you murdered yourself, you killed yourself, you died, and this is a sin, okay? Murder is a sin. You cannot,
amen,
you cannot murder yourself, and then thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt not murder. It's the same thing, okay? So, I mean, if you read Exodus 20th chapter, okay, and it start off from the first, this one from the first verse, okay, tells you what sins is, okay, the ten commandments, okay, thank you, Lord Jesus, and the other one is apostasy. That's the one, okay. Now, a lot of people, they get that confused with something else, okay. Now, apostasy is when a person has known the Lord, okay? Now, what's a good example of that? A good example of that is what Judas did, okay? Do you remember what Judas did?
Huh? Amen. Amen.
But Judas, he walked with the Lord. Judas was sent out with one of the other apostles, and they performed they cast out demons. Judas was one of those that did that. Okay, he was one of those.
Amen.
He was one of those also that experienced being close to. He walked with Jesus. He was face to face with Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. So you have to, that's what apostasy is, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's the unforgivable. And I think Judas got to the place where he walked hand in hand with the devil, and he was trying to walk hand in hand with the Lord at the same time. And he got to a place where he had to make a decision, and he made a decision concerning Satan, okay? And he made that decision. That decision that he made sealed him, okay? It sealed him. It sealed him up to his doom, okay?
Amen.
And that's why he went and hung himself, because he was in the bowels of hopelessness. When he did what he did, it was no grace left for him, okay? And so he was in the bowels of depression, helplessness, in the grips of Satan, okay? And Satan drove him to do that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now if he could have had the presence of mind, he probably could have said, Lord Jesus, forgive me, because God's grace is for everybody. But in circumstances like that, when you seal yourself up, you've gone too far, okay? And it's not that God cannot forgive you. It's that you ain't going to forgive yourself, okay? And you ain't going to be able to pull out of that thing, okay? You may think you're going to be able to. You're not going to be able to pull out of it, okay? Now, Hebrews 6 chapter to 6 says, this is what it says. Listen to this. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. Do you know what enlightened mean? That mean that you know. That mean that you see. That mean that your eyes was uncovered. Thank you, Jesus. That mean you wasn't blind. Thank you, Jesus. And have tasted of the heavenly gift. What does tasted of the heavenly gift? That mean that you have tasted eternal life.
Amen.
Judas was in that number like that, okay, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's one of the requirements too, okay, that the Holy Ghost you have to be a partaker of the Holy Ghost. That means God's Spirit has to have been upon you or in you, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Are you following? Follow this now. This is the fifth verse. And have tasted the good word of God. You have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. And now Judas, he sat under the teaching of Christ, okay? He heard the words of Christ, okay? And he was enlightened. Hallelujah. He sat under the word from the master's mouth. Hallelujah. You can't get no closer. You can't get no closer. Hallelujah. Sixth verse says what? If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Hallelujah. That's the reason, okay? Now, these are spiritual matters, okay, that you can't really understand these things until you come close to God, okay? And most people that's carnal, they can't understand what this is even saying, okay? You know why they can't understand? Because their life has always been wound up in what they want, or what they see, okay? And to a great extent, they have been blind, okay? Remember we were talking about many Christians? And many Christians that go to church are not Christians, okay? They call themselves Christians, okay, but they're not Christians, okay? They just churchgoers. They never knew Jesus, okay? So they don't fit this, okay? They don't fit this same role, okay, that Judas fit, okay? A man that knows Jesus Christ came to him, tasted of him, know about eternal life, know about all the things of God, and then turn his back completely on Jesus. Make a decision to turn around on Jesus. That's a different thing altogether, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. And Hebrews, and did you get that scripture down? Now that's Hebrews. That one was Hebrews 6:4-6. Here's another one. Hebrews 10th chapter, 26-31st verse.
Amen.
Hebrews 26-31st verse. Okay. Here you go. For if we sin, listen to this now, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. You have to sin willfully, that means we're sinning with knowledge. Okay? Just like
Amen.
Adam sinned with knowledge, okay? Because Adam was not deceived. Adam was not deceived, okay? He sinned with knowledge because he knew what God had told him. He understood what God had told him. He walked right, he communed with God daily, okay? In the garden, daily. 27 verse says, but a certain fearful looking judgment and fiery indignation. That means hell is your destination, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Okay? Now that
Amen.
Was the law of Moses, right? That God gave
Amen.
Moses. That was the law. And if you cursed God's law in that time, you was put against the wall and stoned. Okay?
Amen.
If cursing came out of your mouth, it don't matter whether you knew or not. You got stoned, brother.
Amen.
You was stoned like a rock.
Amen.
Excuse me for saying. I'm sorry. But 29th verse says, of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be so worthy who hath trodden underfoot, if you have trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant without wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. That means that you have cast down the word of God and you have counted the blood of Jesus Christ and his covenant as none effect. You say it's not good anymore. You don't believe in it. And hallelujah. And you count it as an unholy thing. You count the blood of Jesus Christ as an unholy thing, and you have and you despise the Holy Spirit of grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now that's the kind of heart you got to have, okay,
in order to blaspheme, hallelujah, the God's Holy Spirit, okay? You can't just say a few words, okay, and you don't know him, okay? You don't know him, okay? You might say all kind of things you got no business saying, okay? In that case, there's you still, and you can repent because you didn't know him. You never did know him, okay? But you can only curse him like that. You can only do this type of blasphemy if you have known him, like Judas knew him, okay? 30th verse says, "For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, said the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people." So the Lord let you know that judgment is still on the line, even though you may not believe it. God still judges people, okay? And it's not just all grace. Hallelujah. It ain't just all gravy, okay? If you sin, you're going to bear your sin, and you're going to be punished according to your on this earth and then in the world to come. Thank you, Jesus. 31st verse ends up by saying, "It is a fearful thing to fall unto the hands of the living God." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now,
amen.
I'd like to give you the rest of these scriptures, okay? And I'm going to just give you the scriptures, okay? And then you can read them for yourself, and then I'm going to give it over to my brother. Okay, Luke 9:62. Write that down. Luke 9:62. Matthew 6:33. Write it down. Matthew 6:33. Genesis 19:17-26. Genesis 19:17-26. Philippians 3:14. Philippians 3:13-14. 2 Timothy 4:10. Thank you, Jesus. Now that's more than three scriptures, okay? That's all the witnesses that you need, okay, about that, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And now I'm going to hand it back over to my brother in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Take it away, bro.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, brother, delivering the message, the word of God to the people today and talking about what is sin. I pray that all of you who are listening, that you took heed. I pray that you have wrote down the scriptures and went to study or going to study for yourself. These is the days of warning. These are days of deception also that Christ talks about in Matthew 24. And he said that many will come in my name, deceiving many. He's saying that there are going to be those who are going to come in the name of Christ, and they're going to have a degree of success in deceiving. So in other words,
amen,
they're going to be successful to some point in deceiving many. And the question is, how is that going to be so? One of the reasons is that people is not going to be rooted. And in order for you to be rooted, there's a part that you have to play in concerning the word of God. You have those who will not study the word. There are those who do not seek the light of the word. And therefore, for many times, they go on what others say. And that's very dangerous. And that's not saying that everybody is wrong all the time.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying to you in this word of warning today, that if you do not do your due diligence, as my brother gave you the scriptures, if you do not do your due diligence and honestly, with honest heart, seeking God in the word of the scriptures that he gave you, you are a wide open target for deception. Now, I know that some of you, you know, just shook that off, what I said, and you stand on God loves me. I ain't got to worry about anything. Well, one thing you're right, he does love you. Number two, you shouldn't have to worry about anything. But the thing that you miss is that your role you have to play. And some people make that statement because they plan to be passive. I say it again. Some people make that statement when they say the Lord loves me and I ain't got to worry about nothing. Some make that statement because they plan to be passive.
Amen.
They think that they don't need to know nothing about the word for themselves. They just think that, well, as long as God loves me, he's not going to let me be fooled. He's not going to let me be deceived. So everything is put on God. And the person feels that they have no role or no part to do. And it's sad that in these last days, the deceivers are going to have a degree of deceiving.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, and they shall deceive many. You know, he didn't say they might. He said, many shall be deceived. Okay, that's what he said.
Amen.
You know, if anything would light fire under my feet or make me kind of wake up, it's when I hear Jesus say, and many shall be deceived by their power. If there's anything that should stir you up to say, hey, I got to get on the ball. I know I've been getting in the word. I know I ain't been doing some serious study. See, I've learned concerning people, and once again, this is something that God had to teach me too. There are many who don't know what it means to study. They think that if they read a page or read three or four scriptures, that they are good for the whole day and for some degree the whole week. And they think that that is study, okay? Or if they think that they came to Sunday school and went over one scripture with the pastor, then that was study, okay? And I'm good for next Sunday. I'm good from that point to next Sunday.
Amen.
And they fail to understand when God says study to show thyself approved, what he actually was saying. And you know, you have three or four things that go into what studying really is. Number one, you reading with the intention of wanting to learn. So you're not just reading. You're reading with the intention of learning. Number two, you search. You're searching scriptures. You're searching words that you don't understand or know. You're looking up meanings, okay? And then the third thing is that you meditate. You're meditating on what you searched out, what you read. Those three components combined goes into study. Do that mean you need to have a bunch of scriptures? No. You can be on one scripture, but it's what you do with that one scripture. When you're searching and seeking out, I guarantee you, you're not going to stay on that one scripture. You're going to go into other scriptures.
Amen.
And when you meditate, God is able to reveal. That's the essence of study. Okay? And we have talked in the body of Christ about faith for healing, faith for financial blessings and things like that. But notice that you rarely, if ever, heard a sermon on faith for study. Remember, faith motivates our whole Christian walk. You have
Amen.
To have faith to even study, okay?
Amen.
You have to have faith to study. And that's the thing that in a nutshell. Now, tomorrow, my brother and I, we're going to start on this concerning the falling away. We have been seeing this to you for the past, especially strong the past couple of weeks, that this is what we're going to come on. And started tomorrow is when it's going to start. And once again, I pray to God, we pray to God will keep us, and we believe he will. I pray that those of you who are listening will get an understanding of what
Amen.
Is being told. Because it's going to answer questions about why is there so many of us if we all serve the same God. And it's more or less, more than less, there are going to be some who won't like it, who won't agree with it, and that's understandable. But that's not going to stop us from doing it. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the opportunity you've given us to give your word. And Father, I pray that everyone that was listening was touched by your word, and that, Lord God, you revealed it unto them, that they may be able to stand on the light that you have revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for blessing my brother and the words of his mouth to come forth to bring glory and honor to your name. And, Lord God, water the seed that he has sown. So, Lord, we will give you glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for you. Don't forget, we have another broadcast coming on at 7 o'clock tonight, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Once again, tomorrow, my brother and I, we will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, starting with the Falling Away, dealing with part one. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Look for the advertisement then. So, once again, that's for Brother Robert Gross. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.